Alrighty, so let's go ahead and begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together with Gail and her angels and guides and loved ones of the spiritual realm. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and I ask for your guidance and prompting. And direct messages to convey to Gail in the best way possible to support her with her everyday life. And deepest gratitude. Amen. Okay. So we'll just start. Oh. This is,
Oh.
I'm start show. Oh, card flew out. Start shuffling cards here. Okay, so far we just have, oh, there's one. Okay. Okay, so right here in the very beginning, I saw Michael sit down beside you on your left and take your hands. And Archangel Michael standing on the other side of you. With kind of not even kind of a little bit behind you, and he puts his hand on your, he's standing to your right, but he's putting his hand on your left shoulder. Okay. Okay, so we have a few cards that are here. Moving stuff.
William is actually sitting to my left.
Oh, okay. Well, he's sitting with Michael, of course.
He's not really.
Okay.
He can't be here.
Okay. So let's just take a couple of really deep breaths, and especially if you're touching him, actually, take your hand off of him for a moment and let's just chaos flush any anxiety out. And then put your left hand on him, and we ask the greater consciousness, God, all that is to infuse you through the top of your head. Just take that deep breath and absorb in all that love coming in through you, all the way down through your body, through your neck, through your shoulders, through your body, down your arm to William. And down your legs, all the way down to your feet. And just feel that lovely whoosh of love. Okay, so the very first thing that they're showing me here is it's like this huge angel is standing above you to hold up everything that you've been holding on your shoulders.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that you're not feeling that pressure. And just take a deep breath and just drop your jaw as the as you exhale to just release tension. And allow them to take the tension, the anxiety. No matter what is happening, holding on to it is either a conscious or subconscious action. It's a subconscious or a conscious action to hold on to anxiety and stress. And since we both know that you don't want to do that consciously, then it's got to be subconscious, and we want to, that's got to stop. It's like they're showing me water wearing against a rock, and then there's a hole in the rock. And that it's like that tension and anxiety wearing on your body. And now they're showing me bringing those subconscious thoughts into the awareness of your conscious to rebuild the foundation of how you live your life. And you've been working toward that. You know, we've been working on that for months now, but we're at, it's not even a turning point. It's almost like a quantum shift of moving from what was to where you want to be. And it's when I say it's going to take a little more effort, I don't mean to add something else to your plate. It's just more a greater awareness of, okay, now I feel this energy that's happening and I'm stopping it right now instead of keep going. Because when we're busy and we've got to get something done, we keep going. So it's taking those moments to take the deep breath, knowing that your angels are right there to take the burden of whatever it is that's weighing on you and refusing to carry that anymore. It's like taking off the uniform of fear and anxiety, taking off the straitjacket of feeling trapped and not being able to shift out of it. Those days are behind. But they're showing me that. And I believe you've used that term, the term before of having, you've done something a certain way for so long, so many years, you're programmed to do it a certain way. So if you do it differently, then it feels weird. And it's almost like because we did it a certain way, it was our best friend and buddy, even though it was not good for us. This is the way we did things. This is how we felt. These were the thought patterns. You know, this is how this.
It was familiar.
Yes, it's familiar. And be aware, being aware that choosing, consciously choosing and doing something different is going to buck against that feeling of familiarity, making, you know, bringing on those feelings of a conflict, you know, and that maybe even some feelings of failure may come up when that's not really what it is, but the human body perceives it that way. It's being aware that this experience, I won't call it an illusion, but it's a part of the process of moving out of the fear and into your own power to stay in that state of peace, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what fire just sprung up over here that you got to go put out. Well, it's not going to change anything whether you walk over there or you run over there. And then when you get there, you just calmly take care of it. You know, just, you know, and those you could move. Is that, would that even be compartmentalizing? Which is something that you're very familiar with in being able to get the job done, but you're moving into not a just got to get it done, but into a state of peace and flow to get it done. Does that make sense? Now they're showing me here that the more you do that, they're showing me this vision of you standing outside and looking up into the night sky and the galaxy. You can see the galaxy, and I don't know if you can see that from where you are, but instead of it looking like it's way out there, it's like you're a part of it because you're oneness. You're in whole, you're feeling whole and complete. You're not feeling separated from that goodness, that sense of peace within. And you know, well, there and there again, you know, I know you want to communicate with Michael. It just becomes a conversation of like you're sitting there together, just having a conversation because you're moving into that state of oneness. You had mentioned about getting the affairs in order. That's this, you know.
Okay.
The affairs are the, you know, you and I had talked about putting information on the dog's crates, or getting the two crates for them so that someone would have something to carry them out in if they had to, with all their information on it. That's getting physical f affairs in order. You know, looking at, okay, there's, oh, okay. Oh. Michael just said, how much of it really matters?
Oh.
The paperwork and the clutter that drives you crazy, those kinds of things that weigh on you, how much of it really matters? Because from where he is, none of that matters. He
So
just.
I can throw away his diplomas and all his military memorabilia.
Doesn't matter to him anymore.
Okay.
None of that. If there's something that you feel like it holds you, him closer to you, that's you. But his stuff, none of that matters to him now. It's just stuff. And
Yeah.
you are what's important. And if you're trying to organize and go through stuff and decide what to keep, and you know, if you haven't already decided it's important to you, does it even matter now? Keeping what's important to you that helps you to feel, I mean, just like for instance, the chair he used to sit in, you don't have that anymore, right?
Physically, yeah.
So he brings it with him. You know? It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's not taking up space. And but so he brings the chair he wants to sit in, and he sits beside you, and he reads, and he watches you, and he talks to you, and he doesn't need any of the physical stuff anymore, because anything that he wants, he can just snap his fingers and he has it, you know? So don't delay or hang on to things as a sense of loyalty to him, because the loyalty to him is your love in your heart. And if it's causing you distress in any way, he doesn't want it there anymore.
Yeah, I've been like obsessing, like, well, would his son want it? Would the little kid next door that adored him and he was his virtual grandfather, would he want it? And like they don't know it exists right now.
You know,
So
this will sound a little harsh, but like Jessie wants nothing that I have. You know, she's not a keeper of things. Her grandmother, when she passed years ago, she started putting their names on the bottom of stuff so her grandkids would have things. And Jessie's like, Mom, I don't want that stuff. Because her grandmother lives in her heart. She doesn't need not one thing that's physical. So, if it's causing you any kind of stress or anxiety because it's still in the house, it needs to go.
Yeah, I've been worrying about, well, what's the perfect place for this to go? And maybe it's the trash.
Maybe. You know, the things that are important to us, they're not going to mean anything to anybody else. I mean, like, I've got a cotton bow. I've got a cotton bow. You know, I've been carrying it around for years because it's important to me. And now I don't even remember why. So it must not be that important.
Well, the thing that's been at the back of my mind is he did some really important things that I think should be in a museum, but that's going to take a lot of work and a lot of tracking down and
If you have nothing else to do and that brings you joy, that's a completely different story. But the most important thing he did was marry you. And that's just for you. Oh my God, now he's gonna make me cry. He does not want you being stressed over his stuff. That hurts his heart. Let go of the things that really don't matter, whether it's a piece of paper or it's anxiety over something you haven't done. If it's not bringing you joy, now granted, yes, you have the responsibilities as the lead person of the church. That's that we're going to put a pin in that over to the side. But all the personal stuff in your house, if it's not bringing you joy to see it sitting there, it should go. Does that feel overwhelming?
No, it feels very liberating.
Okay, awesome. Because the next card that popped out was like everything laying at your feet, anything that you want. And the thing that you've been striving for is that peace in your heart, that feeling, that connected oneness again, like you did when Michael was here. And to feel that again. And at this point, all that stuff that's around you is still in the way. Because you feel like you're, you know, if you don't do something really good with it, then you're letting him down and you aren't. None of that stuff matters to him anymore. Just you and your happiness and you feeling laughter and not pressured and feeling that joy. And it's like it's like you're coming through the mist. You're coming through the mist of the, it's like it's a dense fog that you can't see through. And as you're getting rid of things, those physical things are leaving your presence. You're able to bring in the light. And so then it turns into, from a dense fog, it turns into a beautiful mist. And then it swirls into a beautiful light. And it just fills your home with love and that light and that connection with Michael is able to establish so that you can feel him there. It's not the things. The things are between you and the feeling because you still have something to do with them. You know, they're not where they should be. The plot isn't complete. So now we have a plot twist. It's like, okay, remove the things that cause any kind of resistance in your body. And know that that's what's truly going to make him happy, is that those things are off your plate. How does that feel?
That feels amazing.
Okay. You will not let him down by getting rid of anything. And if there's something in the papers or in everything that you need to know, that paper will fall out and you'll see it. And don't feel like you're sacrificing the relationship in any way. All those things are just things. It's like, you know. Okay. He would take you home now if it was your time.
Oh, as long as the dogs go with me.
Everybody'd be happy.
Yeah, wouldn't we?
But it's not your time yet. But that doesn't mean you can't feel that joy and that peace and that oneness of your heart. Like he never left. Because he technically didn't. Like he's still there with you, and you can talk to him, and then even if you don't hear his voice responding, you'll be able to reach a place where you have that knowing in your heart of his response and feel the guidance. And sometimes when we ask them things, whatever we're asking them about, it just doesn't even matter. Like, do I keep this diploma? Do I keep this box of paperwork? Do I keep this jacket that you used to wear? They don't care about any of that stuff. So they're showing me one that through that release of the feeling of all the things that you need to get done that aren't done yet, weeding out this doesn't matter, this doesn't matter, this doesn't matter, and do with it whatever the next step is, but follow through. Even if it's just one pile of stuff or one corner or one closet.
Yeah, and that's been the frustration that it requires bandwidth to do that. And I have not had that. I haven't had, 15 minutes to sit down and go through something that I can be centered in and think logically. That's the frustration I've had with my time lately.
But maybe it's a sign, maybe it's a tell that whatever it is you think you have to go through and have bandwidth to go through, none of it matters. So just get rid of all of it. Now, if you're going through paperwork to find stuff to get reimbursed for the dogs, I mean, it just as an example, that's different. That's different. But if there's this whole accumulation of, say, for instance, Michael's life or your past life, is there anything in there that you absolutely have to have? I mean, I got here and realized I left all my tax stuff in the storage room in the house that we lived in back years, all my tax stuff. Obviously, I don't need that because I don't have it anymore. I don't
You
have
can
it.
get a copy from the IRS if you have to.
Well, but yeah, I'm not worried about any of that because, or even concerned about it because I don't have it. There's nothing I can do. But that's just it. If and I thought, okay, well, if there was a fire and everything burned, it would be gone. There'd be nothing else I could do about it. I mean, if you have to evacuate, the most important thing you have to take is you and the dogs and their medication and yours. Grab your laptop.
I don't have one. It's a PC.
Okay. Well, you got tablets though, and you can ask, then you can access the cloud, which all your stuff is in the cloud. But you see what I mean?
Yeah, I
How,
do. I do.
the things that just don't matter. They just don't matter anymore. They're the most important thing, the absolute most important thing is your state of being. And when those things interfere in your state of being, they need to go. Because you're not going to look back at your life and say, man, I really wish I'd spent another 3 years going through that paperwork. You're not going to do that because none of it's going to matter. But there again, if you're going through paperwork to get a reimbursement on money or doing your taxes or whatever, that's different. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Now, what they're showing me too is that with that release of all that anxiety and that moving into that peaceful state, it supports the dogs as well. And then they're not in an anxiety-filled environment anymore because that's not who you are anymore. I was almost late because I was sitting on the love seat over there, letting time get, having no concept of time. And Magic is, he's got a toy and I'm playing with him and he's growling and carrying on. And then he got in trouble because he nipped me just a little bit too much. And he was like, oops, sorry, Mom. But we're sitting there playing and he was done playing. And that's when I realized what time it was. But I was laughing. I mean, Gil, you laugh. I love it when you laugh. And so does Michael. And you don't do it enough.
Oh.
You don't do it enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the other thing you wanted to know about?
So that was pretty much the get my affairs in order. What about what can I do for the dogs?
Oh, the dogs. Okay, when you were telling me earlier, and whether it was just because that's where my brain went or because the angels were and showing, we'll see what they say here. Oh, okay. Closing doors until you can get your affairs in order, you're moving into your beautiful, peaceful state of being. Start closing the doors. Closet doors close, bathroom doors close. If you're in your craft room, I mean, just like us sitting here talking, the door to the hallway is opened. If you're in a room with him and he's getting into something, if he's behind you, he can move in front of you so you can see what he's doing. And getting all the things that don't matter out. Then there won't be a bunch of stuff for him to get into, right? So taking a moment and looking at what piles, what closet, what room is causing me anxiety that I really need nothing that's in there. That if I had to evacuate today, would I grab that? What's the most important thing that I need? And that's where the organization needs to be, and everything else just needs to go.
But you're not getting anything about them playing, what I can do to give them more enrichment.
They're showing me closing doors.
Okay.
And getting rid of stuff that doesn't matter, but closing the doors, and if they don't like it, they'll get used to it. Like if they're in the room with you and you close the door, they want to go outside. Well, no, we're going to sit in here for a few minutes. Come over here and sit down with me. And do you ever use deer antlers for them to?
Our last dog loved them, and our vet said she doesn't like them because they can chip teeth on them. So I should ask her again, because now that they're this age, maybe it doesn't matter.
Do they power chew?
Yeah.
Well, and you got a point on does it matter? And they may not be interested in them, but
Yeah.
ask the vet, ask the vet. But I'm seeing that they're showing me like the two, all you're all hooked together. You've got all these cords together, you and the dogs. And every little bit of anxiety you feel, it just zaps them like a taser.
Oh.
Yeah. It zaps them like a taser. And when we got on the call, you were telling me how William's just been in everything and it's been making you crazy. And you have had all these things that you've had to do for the church that have been making you crazy. So there's a correlation there.
Yeah.
I had a grocery pickup this morning and I stopped at the Carol's Diner to get biscuits and gravy so I could have biscuits and gravy with my egg for breakfast because I love
Oh.
that. And Magic's and their phone's not working. So I had to go in to order it and get it. And I park right in front of the door in a no parking zone. And Magic's in the truck And he can see, well, he can't see me because the windows are dark in the vehicle, I mean the restaurant, but he knows where I went in, and he's sitting there watching me, and a lady that was checking out said, "Wow, your little dog's really watching you." And I said, "Oh yeah, he is." He can't see where I am, but he knows where I am. And the dogs do, and they know exactly how you're feeling and what you're experiencing. And they don't want you to, so William has to do things to get your attention, and that means he gets in trouble.
Okay. That makes sense.
So he sacrifices himself because you're going to be mad at him, but you're going to stop doing whatever it was you were doing that in his mind was in his body is telling him is causing you anxiety. So he's trying to help. But if there are things that you've got to do, and I know there are, close the door so he can't be in another room, or definitely close the doors to the bathrooms, to the bedrooms. I can't, I don't like magic going in the room where Beverly stays because she's allergic to dogs. So I put a baby gate there. If I close the door, that room smells musty because it's an old house. So I put a baby gate there. He can't get in there and the door's open. So it doesn't smell musty in there.
Yeah, on our spare room, I have a piece of hardboard that is like way halfway up the door, so for the same reason. And I have to have a block because he can push it open. But the living room and dining room, I have tall gates. They can jump them if they really want to.
But do
So,
they?
on occasion.
And think back to why did they jump them? So keep those kinds of things in mind to make your life easier and to help the dogs to feel more comfortable in taking care of you because they're trying to take care of you. And they're doing everything they can think of to do for you to not be stressed, which is causing you more stress.
And on the days that I'm pretty centered, he does much better, obviously.
So they're showing me here your wishes fulfilled. And it's like opening not a Pandora's box, but a box of love and light. And that's all that's in the box. There are no documents. There is no clutter. There's no sewing machine that you can get $1,000 for or $5,000 or whatever it is, but it's sitting over there in the corner. The box is empty except for love and light. And your wishes are fulfilled through detangling yourself from the past that has no place in your future. Sometimes it's hard to get our minds around that, we've got these things from people that we love. And I just want to keep it,
Yeah, but you take
Well,
a picture and let it go.
yeah.
And then you have the picture.
And you have it in your heart, that thing is not what holding on to this thing is not what makes me feel close to them. It's that acknowledgement that of the love we hold for them through our heart. And that illusion of holding on to the thing is just that. It's an illusion because the energy's within us. It's not in the thing. The feelings are within us, not the thing. So, to kind of recap, they're showing to, and Michael is like, please. Let go of the things that don't matter anymore. And if he had any clue that you would be going through what you are now, with his old stuff. He'd have gotten rid of it himself. All of it. It would be gone. Because to him, the most important thing is you feeling that he's with you still. And the only way you can feel that is through your heart. It's not through the things. And right now, the things are between you and the feeling because they're causing you anxiety. So getting your affairs in order is, if it's carrying stuff to the trash, it's carrying stuff to the trash. And that doesn't mean that his life meant nothing. That's not it at all. Not at all. You know, and maybe you do a ceremony of blessing everything on its way, you know, and fully disconnecting from it. You know, I had a baseball card signed by Mickey Mantle to me, and I sold it. And I felt like there was something missing for a long time after I sold that. But I thought, you know, it was just going to get damaged. I've been carrying it around for, God, 40 years, you know? And somebody else loved it. And he told me, he said, the next time you come in, it's going to be on the wall. Yeah. I think he gave me $300 for it. I don't remember how much it was. Anyway, it was like I really couldn't turn it down, you know, because I didn't need it. But I felt this emptiness because it was gone.
William just jumped in my lap.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, sweetheart, I love you. Oh, kisses, kisses.
But that emptiness is gone now.
Yeah.
It was temporary. Maybe, you know, William's understanding all of this. He gets it.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to support you so that you understand it too. Even Magic's come over here to get closer.
Aww,
Come here.
our little familiars.
Yeah. Geez, first he laid down on the cards. And now he's in my lap.
Sweetie, you still have wet toes.
But when you can let go of these things and get that anxiousness out of your life, it opens a whole new world for you and the dogs. And to feel that joy and to be able, you know, to look around your house and just feel that warm, fuzzy comfort of how beautiful everything is and how you love your house instead of looking around and seeing clutter that's making you feel uncomfortable. And I know the clutter and stuff that's there has this has been weighing on you for years now.
Yeah, it has. And I
And
have gotten rid of so much. I mean, you
yeah.
would not believe all that I have gotten rid of.
But now it's time for the rest of it to go that doesn't matter. And Michael is adamant that his stuff does not matter to him. The most important thing to him is you and your peace of mind and you being able to free the thoughts and the feelings up enough so that you can really feel his presence with you. And that would make him so happy. And then you can just sit and have the conversations and feel that he's there listening. And being a part of. You know he is, but to be able to feel it too. Oh, and tomorrow's Halloween. You know,
Yes,
we got the little
the
veil is thin. Yeah. And you know, it's not that far away. To be able to achieve those feelings. I mean, to even be able to look at everything and see it in your mind's eye that it's gone. And how does that feel? Relief? Freedom?
Wow, it's almost impossible to imagine because it's been this way for so long.
Yeah. You have a whole new, well, there again, they're showing me it's like you got a whole new world ahead of you of freedom. And they're showing me too that with that transition, it's like they're showing me being outside and looking up into the Milky Way and feeling that oneness, not being a part of something bigger than yourself. And that's that connection with Michael and the angelic realm and feeling that and knowing that it's real. And it's not really having one foot here and one foot there. It's just becoming whole and complete again, like you were as a child. And then in those moments that you had with Michael that were so special that you felt that connection and that oneness. And to be able to feel that, not just once in a while, but every day, and build on that to where that is how you feel all day, every day. And no matter what happens, you can look at it and handle it through a peaceful state. You're in a human body, you may have an emotional charge to start with, but then you're able to be aware that, okay, I'm feeling, ooh, there was some anxiety, zing. Don't want to hold on to that. And flushing it out and then handling whatever's come up in a calm and peaceful way. And knowing everything is fine. How does that feel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, did you have another question for them?
Is there any guidance?
Take the steps. Take the action steps. Don't make it stressful. It's just matter of fact. This is what I'm doing. One step at a time. Start with an area that's small enough that you can get through it, even if it's just putting everything in trash bags or in boxes or whatever it is. So that's something that you can do in a short amount of time so it doesn't feel overwhelming. And then you have this beautiful space, even if it's just a corner of the desk. Because this isn't more work. This is freedom. So it becomes something that you enjoy. I mean, they're showing me that it will be as therapeutic as crafting.
Woo!
Actually, even more so, because once you've moved things out of the way, then you have this visual as well as the internal feeling that builds on each other. That's that thinking and feeling, seeing and feeling that supports you to take on the next task and the next task, and it becomes exhilarating. Yeah. And then next thing you know, it's all done and your crafts are all organized and there's nothing for William to get into. And now everybody's calmer and then, you can do your play together. And they get their walks. They do get exercise. But the most important thing to them is yes, they can play, you can play with them. But it's also that feeling that you have between the two of you of peace and contentment.
Okay.
It's that peaceful state of being.
Well, and if there's any feeling about earthquakes, that would be good to know.
Let's see. I'm not feeling any anxiety about that.
Okay.
I'm just being aware of what would you grab to take with you if you needed to leave. is important, but you and I have discussed that before. I mean, I have to do that here too because of the storms,
Right.
I have a go bag that I take downstairs with us, which reminds me now I need to start putting some magic food in there in a container with some ice because his food has to stay refrigerated. So that ooh, there was a zing for me. But what would you take with you if you had to leave? But I'm not feeling any anxiety over that. So, I'm seeing if anything like that comes to pass, that you're just matter of fact, I know what to do because you've
Okay.
already prepared.
Okay.
You just you kick into your boss mode and you just get everything together and you get in the vehicle and you go do what you got to do. Yeah, and of course Michael will be right there with you every step of the way. Well, I just had a real vision of seeing him with you. Okay, they're not saying that that's going to come to pass, but just that he's always there, It's like he hangs out in the grocery store when you go. Don't think you go anywhere by yourself. Oh, and those girls, how they talk when you're with girls. Oh my gosh, he's like shaking his head. My dad used to do that over when my grandmother was talking with her sisters before she passed. Dad said, "Those girls, you can't even get a word in edgewise." Oh, that's so fun. Okay, so I think, oh, he's not going to leave you, but he does want you to get rid of the stuff that's causing you any kind of anxiety. He wants to be really clear about that. His stuff doesn't matter to him. What's most important is you and being in your heart. And again, seeing you struggle and suffer hurts his heart. But being aware that getting rid of those things could cause you to feel like another loss because you've got all that energy in there. But be aware that it's just part of the process of healing and moving into a more peaceful state. And just being aware of that and recognizing it. Accepting that this is how I'm feeling right now, but this is leading to a higher outcome. So that you don't put a kibosh and a stop to all of it because this doesn't feel good. Step back as the observer and look at it all. And remember that if this is causing me any kind of anxiety, this is also hurting Michael's heart too. Because you guys are one, But no guilt. I don't want you to feel guilty, okay? It's just doing what you need to do to take care of you, to open up your whole world. And that's where this will take you. Does that make sense? Okay. I see Michael playing with the dogs.
Oh, William just got
Oh, really? I want a
looking at
Michael.
me.
I want one of those. Okay. Well, we want to thank all of them for being with us and for sharing insight into helping you to live your life in a more peaceful way. Okay. Okay, so let's call this complete.